It is the trends. We are on this one, looking at the Newcastle United game, and then going from there, having a really good long look at them on a couple of different ways, both as a team and some individuals. It's Neil Atkinson. I've got Josh Williams with me. In the round, before we do the numbers, because the numbers obviously inform your opinion, my opinion, but sort of, what do you think of them?
Of Newcastle?
Yeah.
I think generally speaking, I always view them as a team that when they play well, it's an intense game. And they kind of bully up, specifically through the midfield. I think if you compare that to some other sides, an ideal Forest game, for example, looks a certain way. An ideal City game looks a certain way. An ideal Newcastle game, for me, looks intense. And I think they've always been really physical under Eddie Howe. For me, whenever that physicality level drops, the performances seem to drop. I think they've took a backward step because of the PSR stuff. Having let two really good players go, in my opinion, in Minter and Anderson. Dangerous side on the day, but a little bit up and down, maybe. A little bit basketball sometimes. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But, yeah, difficult one.
I think that at the end of a cycle, I think it's quite interesting this year in the Premier League. I think there's a couple of sides. I think Arsenal are actually one of them who have just found themselves at the end of a cycle that they might not have quite anticipated. I think 3 years in football is actually quite a substantial period of time. Some stuff can change, the usefulness of some players can ebb, the way you go about things can be effective and then ineffective, or it can be a little bit ineffective and then it can find its way a tiny little bit. I think that they've got room, and on the PSR point, I think they'll have room from this summer to make another couple of changes, another couple of quite substantial improvements, I think. But yet I feel like a really good example is he's certainly not going to start. Is it feels a little bit like, for instance, Sean Longstaff's races run. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying that because I think he's a remarkably influential player, but to your physical point, it feels as though they've wrung every drop they can out of him now as a constructive squad player. And so this season, you've just not seen much of Sean Longstaff. And it's not the idea of your best players going on a three-year cycle, but on the whole journey for the whole crew. Like, you know, currently Matt Target's neither use nor ornament. Kieran Trippier comes in at the start of this process, and we're going to talk about him in a minute, but Trippier is, you know, he's now nowhere near as influential a force as he was. So it isn't the idea of what's happening with Isak. It's Isak's race run. I think it's the idea of, as a little group, they almost now do need to lose. And it's interesting, in the previous window, they finally managed to move on Almiron. They almost need to lose, I think, five or six of the lads they've had who've been part of the process and the project. Maybe another one or two who feel a bit more front and centre need to either play lesser roles or they go as well. And that's what I mean when I say I think they're at the end of a bit of a three-year cycle.